Next patient is Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E. Last name is Wild, W-Y-L-D, Marlene Wild. Patient presents for a follow-up, mostly to review her answer, but in the meantime continues to have symptoms of muscle aches, pains, and states that even throughout the night, patient wakes up and has spasms, and she describes the movement of her hand and wrists consistent with tetany, I repeat, T-E-N-A, please correct, T-E-T-A-N-Y, tetany movements period. Patient states he's unable to sleep, he has this on and off throughout the night, period. If your system is negative for any specific head, neck, respiratory, CV, GI or GU symptoms, period. In fact, she denies of any palpitations or chest pain, etc., period. Objective, lungs, heart, abdomen, or remarkable overall general condition. No changes since previous visit, period. Proceeded to review her recent labs, which reveal a normal CPK and serum aldolase other than a mild elevation in the SED rate. The patient does have a foot problem through some corn that has gotten infected, and the patient is being visited, or is visiting rather, a podiatrist who takes care of the problem, period. This is in the big toe, period. Chemistry, calcium, electrolytes, essentially normal, all normal, period. Following the above, proceeded to review and compare the recent answer compared to the one from January 2010, period. The present answer report reveals ADII premature beats and the EKG portion of the test, much higher than the previous test, period. These premature beats all seem to be isolated and single. Probably this is why a patient does not feel much of this, period. And the multi-parameter graphical report, it reveals a heart rate in the normal range. Her blood pressure readings all seem to be quite low during that test. It was the day before the patient was started on amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Whereas lately, at home, patient states her blood pressures are in the 130 and to 140 range, period. The answer findings otherwise reveal no significant changes. Here sympathetic and parasympathetic at rest reveal low parasympathetic and excess parasympathetic activity at deep breathing and low sympathetic response at standing. Patient has no orthostatic symptoms at this point, period. But her overall symptoms are consistent with ANS dysfunction, etc., period. Patient is a smoker, or was a smoker until 2 months previously, period. Over assessing patient with muscle twitching and symptoms of tetany, plan today we'll proceed with more specific tests, including serum magnesium, phosphorus, TSH, vitamin D level as well, considering that he has been vitamin D deficiency in the recent past. We'll do a PTH level as well, and we'll wait for results, and depending on the findings, most likely we'll pursue with a pharmacological stress test of the heart, considering the number of PVC and considering the history of angioplasty, etc. period.